Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
You're welcome back. As I Am, the autism charity has seen an unprecedented demand for its services. Over 10,000 people have called their information line seeking help and information and support. Adam Harris is the CEO of As I Am and he joins me now. Adam, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac. Thanks for having me.
It's a huge number of people calling your information line. What are the major concerns that they have?
Absolutely. We established the National Autism Information Line in November 2021 to try and provide a clear signposting service for autistic people across the life cycle. So our team deal with queries that range from accessing a diagnosis through to accessing those supports that follow diagnosis, securing a school place, accessing supports in the mental health services, securing a job for an autistic person. But then as well, those challenges that perhaps face everyone in society, from housing to cost of living, that can have particular challenges and contexts within our community. The area of diagnosis is an area that we receive a large number of queries on, and that both relates to children and adults seeking diagnosis in the public and private system. And unfortunately, we've seen a trend in recent time of more and more people seeking access to private diagnosis due to the failures of the public system. But of course, a diagnosis is only the first step, and very often people receive that document and they don't know where to go next. So our team support people in terms of understanding that diagnosis and also accessing the suite of follow-on supports that As I Am and other public services offer.
Okay. And you've mentioned the gaps in the public service there and the difficulty in getting a diagnosis and so on. Is there a sense of panic or is there a sense of not knowing where to turn to when people call your information line?
Absolutely. So I think one of the key challenges for many people within the autism community is simply navigating the services as they exist. Mm. They can be complex, they can be bureaucratic, and it can be difficult for people to know where to start. For children seeking diagnosis when their parents first believe that this might be something their child could benefit from, there is a reality that you're entitled to a timely assessment in Ireland, but the reality on the ground is very, very different. This year, in our Same Chance report, 54% of those represented in the data had access to diagnosis privately. If you're an autistic adult and grew up in Ireland where there wasn't an understanding of autism, the only route open to you at present is a private route that can cost up to €850 and can be much out of reach for people. What's really important with the Autism Information Line, however, is when people get in touch, we can continue then to provide support and guidance. So we have thousands of people around Ireland now accessing our Child and Family Support Programme and our Adult Support Programme. And our ambition, as we enter our next 10 years, we're marking our 10th anniversary this weekend, we have an ambition to scale these services right across the country.
And they're badly needed. Can I ask you a straight question, Adam, about Tuesday's budget? Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys provided some increased supports for carers, as we've outlined, since Tuesday and on that day. Did it go far enough, in your opinion?
No, we're very clear that the budget didn't go far enough for autistic people or disabled people last week, and indeed, or this week, I should say. And indeed, I note the ESRI's report today, which notes that disabled people are now at an increased risk of poverty in 2025. I think the short-term measures that have been offered will, of course, be of benefit to autistic people and families. However, the reality is those additional costs that autistic people face are not once-off. They're pervasive and they're across the life cycle. 80 to 85% of autistic people are unemployed. And indeed, when we look at the experiences of autistic children, we know on average it costs an additional €28,000 per year to raise an autistic child in Ireland. We had called for the introduction of a cost of disability payment, which would be a €20 a week payment, to specifically recognise these increased costs that are there at no fault of disabled people. So we very much regret that that wasn't in place, and that will continue to be a focus of our organisation as we face into the next general election.
Yeah, you said that would cost €20 a week?
We were seeking a €20 cost of disability payment per week, and we were also seeking, we very much welcome the increase in the means threshold for carers allowance. However, we would like to see that implemented before July, and we need to continue to move towards its full abolition.
Okay. Well, 10 years, as you say, it's a long time. It's a lot of people, 10,000 people calling the information line. CEO of As I Am, Adam Harris, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme this evening. Thank you. Have a good weekend, Adam.